And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walter Holt. I recently aired a commentary chiding the ownership and management of WCHL for abandoning 60 years of tradition and success as 1360 AM and for not co-branding 1360 with the new 97.9 FM signal as a simulcast. I don't apologize for what I said, but I do apologize for the way I said it, or perhaps how it sounded. Using the phrase bean counters in the back office was intended as a vague and generic reference to the decision makers in general. It was not meant as a personal label for any individual, nor was it intended to suggest that the decision not to co-brand was made solely to save money. If I offended anyone, I am truly sorry and apologize. I have to respect the many hours of thoughtful discussion and consideration that station management invested on whether or not to co-brand 1360 AM when it launched 97.9 FM. As any ad exec worth his salt will tell you, repetition is the key to listener acceptance and brand recognition, and that a single focus is more effective when aimed at a target than a shotgun approach. To ensure 97.9 FM as a commercial success, it was decided that 97.9 FM was the only signal promoted. But now that 97.9 FM is established and is an unqualified commercial success, I think it's time to resurrect 1360 AM as a simulcast partner. For breaking news, weather and traffic alerts, and similar emergencies, the benefit to the public safety and welfare far outweigh all other considerations. You can't overstate the power of branding. Taking a step further, I say the same thing about co-branding. That's why I champion 97.9 FM and 1360 AM as a co-branded simulcast. Remember I teased you with a free slogan? Well, here it is. WCHL is family. I simply spell family differently. FM/AM-ILY. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM. WCHL.